I continue the story from Genesis. And believe it or not, this is actually the third time kind of I am preaching from first part of Genesis. And I don't write anything, but I'm pretty sure none of that I'm saying is matching to the previous two times. So there's always new inspiration coming into and new things that catches my eyes. Today's reading from Noah, many messages I have read and listened focuses more about God saying blood is sacred, don't eat the blood, or if you kill a man, you know, man's blood, kind of, you know, eye for an eye thing. But actually what caught my eye is the first part. It says God blessed. If you remember this Old Testament story, okay, so yes, Adam and Eve did their thing. They are out of the garden. They had two sons. The first one killed the second one. The first one ran away. And they had the third son, Seth, and he became the bloodline. And with the Noah, God was saying, well, humanity has become so evil that I had to bring this disaster. So flood came, and only Noah's family and the animals are kept in the ark. And now flood, you know, water's kind of gone, and they are on the land. And God said, you know, call Noah and family to come out. That was the last week. And God was kind of mentioning what inclination of human heart is evil from youth. And I was kind of explaining about the word evil. It's not exactly morally, ethically loaded or judgmental one, but in Hebrew that means brokenness. So it's more about inner brokenness that is causing us trouble. And after that, God goes in saying, God blessed Noah. Now, if you put that into the story context, I mean, if you are a parent disciplining a child, if your child has done something terribly wrong, you wouldn't just not mention in the next chapter. You remind your child saying that, hey, you did that. Don't do it again. But somehow God's way is like God doesn't mention anything at all about what happened, how it happened, how bad it was. God simply begins with, God blessed Noah. And if you were wondering about what blessing actually means, I have chosen a reading from Swedenborg. This, I don't really do it a lot, but I'm going to actually read this one to you. God blessed symbolized the Lord's presence and favor, as can be seen from the symbolism of blessing. In the word on its surface, blessing people means enriching them with every earthly personal benefit. This is how the word is interpreted by all who restrict themselves to its surface meaning. Jews of the past and present, for instance, and Christians as well. Today especially, that's his time. So they have identified and continue to identify divine blessings with wealth, an abundance of every resource, and glory for themselves. In a deeper sense, though, blessing people means enriching them with every kind of spiritual and heavenly goodness. As the Lord is the only one who grants this kind of blessing, or is even capable of granting it. The act of blessing symbolizes the Lord's presence and favor. The Lord's presence and favor carry such a blessing with them. Now, when it's said, would you like to be blessed? Or when people commonly say, I feel I am blessed. What is the context that you really find, usually? And yes, think about it again. Last night, I had a class with actually those four families in Korea, and they were asking about the blessing of cure, healing power. I guess it's quite famous in Korea and popular that they see it practiced in many churches, and also even the ones who are not really churchgoers, like, you know, some cults and other somewhat interesting but, you know, not really right places, but people seem to have those power. And they were asking about healing power. And one comment I made is that God may not so much care about healing your body, the body that you will be living here and going without it, unless your purpose is to live here forever. And body is so important that it has to be healed. To me personally, when I get sick, when I have illness, it always is a lesson for me. And when I pray, God's answer is kind of very interesting. Sometimes I hear that, you know what, you have to endure it. It's good for you. And sometimes, you know what God says? There's medicine, take it. So the body is instrument, a vessel that we use to have this life possible. And so are all other resources that exist on earth that are instrument to enrich not our physical life, but our spiritual life. The blessing of God does not really enrich us with either money or power or even getting us better luck when you buy Lotto or lottery or when you go to the casino and you pull this bar. Blessing of God will not give you better luck. No, not at all. So when do you feel you are blessed by God? That's something that one thing we can think about. And yet at the same time, God blesses us in a way no matter what. And God in a way encourages us when we're moving forward, beginning a new stage, to focus on what is in front of us, not what is behind us. It is not easy, of course. And human mind is wired in such a way that past, present, and future exist at the same time. Well, do you know why? Because your mind as a spirit exists in a realm where there is no time and space. So, in a way, past, present, future are all present for you. That make sense? Yes, David. But at the same time, however, as a human being having this body and existing in this physical time and space, there are things that you can make change and difference, and there are things that you cannot. So what has happened in the past, you cannot make any change to it. You can only make a change to your perception on what, how, why it happened and what it means to you. And exactly the same thing applies to the future. It's important to think about it, to plan about it, but you cannot change the future or make any difference to the future. Why? It hasn't come to you yet. It hasn't been realized yet. But you can make change to you now in preparing what may come. So God's blessing and God's command to Noah, to me, actually what caught my eye was first, in a way, God blessed Noah, the blessed part. God simply blesses them. No warnings, no lessons, nothing, just bless them. And after saying all this in the last line, it begins, and you. Right? God says, and you. Be fruitful and multiply. Abound on the earth and multiply in it. That's all God says. You know when God says exactly the same thing? In Genesis, again, chapter 1, God creates humanity and says what? Exactly. Isn't that interesting? And that's exactly what Noah can do with his family. God did not overburden Noah about carrying purity in the heart, not doing any wrong. I mean, you could have a list of things that could have said. Or if you believe or this in the original sin concept, it is very amazing that there's no mention of it. If the original sin is something that damned humanity forever to hell, there's no mention of it. If you read this Old Testament very carefully, you find this image of God very wise, very caring, and very practical. So, new beginning is this year. If you choose to move forward, this will be your new stage. And moving into the new stage, my advice from learning from this is you focus on what is in front of you. And focus on especially the things that you can actually do. You may have a list of things that you wish to do, you might feel like you need to do, but what you can actually do is the things you can actually do. And if you do them, there's a blessing of God being present with you. Meaning God's presence and favor goes with you. And that's what I found in this teaching, that it's so promising. And may you be blessed in focusing on what you can do that is in front of you. Amen. Amen.